Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining us as he does it this time each and every week is our resident quizzer, Mike Nothnagel. Yo, Mike.
Hello, Ian. How are you?
I'm doing well, and I'm excited about this week's show, but as per usual, let's clear up last week's challenge first.
I said, start with the phrase UFO sighting. Change one letter to a C, and you can rearrange the result to spell a two-word phrase, eight letters, three letters, for something you might have if you're suffering from a chest cold. What is it?
Well, if you change the S to a C, you can spell coughing fit.
Hope that all of our listeners don't have any coughing fits during our show.
All of our hosts, too.
All right, Ian. July 14th is Bastille Day. The day marks the storming of the Bastille in 1789. Legally called the 14th of July in France, or I suppose the 14th of July in French in France, Bastille Day became a turning point of the French Revolution. After a finance minister who was sympathetic to the concerns of the French citizens was dismissed, the people stormed the fortress, afraid they would be attacked by the king's army. To avoid a larger massacre, the Bastille's commander opened the gates to the crowd. A few weeks later, a document was signed that ended feudalism, which led to the signing of the Declaration of the Rights of Man and of the Citizen. To commemorate Bastille Day, this week our questions are about forts and fortresses.
Oh, okay.
What song takes its lyrics from a poem titled In Defense of Fort McHenry, which was inspired by the sight of a flag raised over the fort in September of 1814 to signal the defeat of the British at the Battle of Baltimore?
That is the Star-Spangled Banner.
It is indeed the Star-Spangled Banner, and there are actually four stanzas to that song, even though we only commonly sing the first one as our national anthem. By what name do we know the building that is traditionally located in the Arctic, houses a statue of Lara and Jor-El, a couple from the planet Krypton holding a model of their home planet, and was preceded by the Secret Citadel, a structure built into a mountain outside Metropolis?
I have seriously no idea. This is a Superman thing?
It is a Superman thing.
The Fortress of Solitude?
Yes, the Fortress of Solitude. And the Fortress of Solitude first appeared in comics in the 1930s and 40s, featuring a character known as Doc Savage, who Stan Lee calls the forerunner to modern superheroes. While it is perhaps most famous for housing the United States Bullion Depository, which stores a large portion of the U.S. gold reserves, Fort Knox is also home to a museum named for and dedicated to the career of what general? Who commanded the U.S. Third Army following the Allied invasion of Normandy in 1944 and was portrayed on screen in 1970 by George C. Scott?
Thanks for the ending there, Patton.
You're welcome for the ending, and that is correct. And in the United States Bullion Depository, it is estimated that 2.3% of all the gold ever refined throughout human history is there. Home to the annual Exit Music Festival, the Petrovaradin Fortress is located in the Serbian town of Novi Sad. Reflecting its location on the bank of the 1,780-mile river, the fortress is nicknamed Gibraltar of the what?
Danube?
Danube is correct. Say that with authority and confidence.
Solitude on the Danube?
And finally, the Causeway Forts, Isengard, Minas Tirith, and Helm's Deep are all fortresses that appear in the works of what author?
I'm going to just take a stab and say Tolkien.
That's usually a good answer if you don't know, right? Weird sounding things, probably Tolkien. And you're right, it is J.R.R. Tolkien. What percent of all the gold refined throughout human history do you have stored away? Let us know, quiz@wamc.org.
Or you can visit wamc.org/anyquestions for another look at this week's show, some extra credit, or this challenge. Mike?
Start with the words Myers and Worth, as in Fort Myers and Fort Worth. Change one letter to an A, and you can rearrange the letters to spell the 10-letter name of a college. What is it?
Mike Nothnagel's associate professor of mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, and other outlets. Mike, I'll get to work on that challenge, and we'll be back at this same time next week.
See you then.